तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वान् वसुदेवसुतं देवं कंसचाणूरमर्दनम् देवकी परमानन्दं कृष्णं वन्दे जगद्गुरुं कृष्णं वन्दे जगद्गुरुं।
And we have already seen the main part of the Gita, the teaching ends at chapter 15. Chapter 16, chapter 17 and chapter 18 are a sort of annexure. The terms which Lord had used earlier in earlier chapter are described. Like this is the Asuni Devi Sampati, Devi Asuni Sampati Yoga. So the Devi and Asuni word were used in chapter 9 of Bhagavad Gita, but he never explained those terms there. So the details are given in chapter 16. Then 17th is Gunatraya Vibhaga, Sattva, Rajas, Tamas, Guna. And chapter 18 is again the summary of the whole of Bhagavad Gita. So we are seeing in this, Lord has said, तत्र संसार मोक्षाय देवी प्रकृति निबंधनाय आसुरी राक्षसी जय की जय कह आराधना है प्रति सब नीति एक बहुत बड़ी वंदना है। God is giving the details of the Devi and Asuri Sampati so that we can cross over this संसार। What is this संसार? संसार is the sea of change, continuously it is changing and we are not able to cross it. If you want to cross this संसार, then we have to have some qualities. And those qualities are stated in first three slokas of chapter 16. These are 26 qualities which we have discussed in detail earlier. Just to recap them, we will see them once again.
श्री भगवानुवाच
अभयं सत्त्वसंशुद्धिः
ज्ञानयोगव्यवस्थितिः
दानं दमश्च यज्ञश्च
स्वाध्यायस्तपार्जवम्
अहिंसा सत्यमक्रोधः
यागशान्तिरपैशुनम्
दया भूतेष्वलोलुत्वम्
माडवं हीरचापलम्
तेजक्षमाधृतिशौचम्
अद्रोहो नातिमानिता
भवन्ति संपदं दैवीं
अभिजातस्य भारत
भवन्ति संपदं दैवीं अभिजातस्य भारत ये मंत्र ये अर्जुन ए मैन कैन बी बोर्न विथ दीज 26 क्वालिटीज सो वन थिंग इज क्लियर these 26 qualities can be developed in this life, or you might have developed in the earlier life also. So the system of carrying forward is continued. Once a person is born with these 26 qualities, that means he must have cultivated it in earlier life. Number two, nothing goes waste. So even if you have not started in this life, if you start in this life, if you can achieve one or two, so this sampatti will continue to go with you in the next time. Now the discipline I need to practice it to cultivate it. So Bhavanti Sampadam Devim Abhijatasya Bharata. What are these 26 qualities? Abhayam. Abhayam is fear. Abhayam is fear business. So once you want to read that Abhayapad, that Brahman is also called Abhay. Why is called Abhay? Because he is one alone. Bhaya comes, the fear comes only when there are two. We know two are there, then there is a fear. But when Brahman alone is there, Abhay. So if you want to reach that Abhayapad, we have to practice this quality of Abhayapad. So fearlessness is the means, and the fearlessness is the goal also. Abhayapad and the means is also Abhayapad. First quality is Abhayapad. Sattvasan Suddhi, extreme purity. What is this extreme purity? Here we say Antarkarna Sasamgravarishu. It is related to Antarkarna. There is Bahikaran and Antakaran. Antakaran means mind, intellect,
ego,
memory, and
ego.
Man buddhi chitta ahankara. So purity at the mental level. Then it is said, Jnana Yoga Vyavasthiti. Jnana. What is this jnana? Shankaracharya said, Jnana Shastra Acharya. What is written in the Shastra and what is spoken by the Acharya? He is talking about that Jnana or other Jnana. Jnana, you can liberate you. He is talking about that Jnana. Jnana, yoga. Once you understand that Jnana, then it becomes, you become united with the Brahman, with your Atman. You come to know your true nature. Vyavasthiti, you establish in that. You abide in that. This is the best quality out of the 26 qualities. If you get this knowledge, the knowledge which is given in the scripture, number one, which is taught by the Acharya, and if you are able to assimilate it, you get enough, ignited with the Lord, and you abide in that. Jnana Yoga Vyavasthiti. This is the third point. Dhanam Yathasakti Sandivaga Annati Dhanam Yathasakti. One of the qualities. You must cultivate. Even I have spoken many times that this is to be cultivated by our children also. They should practice, they should give one cent to the Lord whenever they go to the temple. This practice should slowly come. I have to give, I have to share. In many religions, they prescribe so much you have to give 10%, 20%, 16%. But in our scripture, nothing is less. So it is Shankaracharya says, Yatha Sakti, according to your Sakti. Some remark that you should share. What? Anadi. It may be food, grains, or anything. It may be your Shramna, it can be your money also. Whatever way, you should share. Dhamascha. Dhamascha, Shankaracharya says, Vahya Karna, some Vahya Karna. So already he has talked about the Antakaran. Where was that? Sattva Samsuddhi was the Antakaran. Now he is talking about the Bahyakaran. What is the Bahyakaran? Organs of action and organs of perception. So he has Bahyakaran. Karan means instrument. Antakaran is the current, the instrument which is inside. Man Buddhi Chitta Ahankara is called Antakaran. Bahyakaran. Organs of action and organs of perceptions are called Vahyakaran. Vahyakaran puts some control on them, Dhamma. Yajna, the fire ritual. You have made. Shankaracharya says, Shrota Agni Uttarati Smartaja Deva Yajnani. You have made a fire ritual. What do you do? Oh Lord, this is this obligation is for you not but me. So you have started worshiping Lord. Lord is coming into your life at this point of time. Are you worshiping Him? Is the Lord in our life?
No.
Why? Because we are worshiping our own ego. When we are doing sadhana karma, we are worshiping our own ego. When we start doing niskama karma, we have started worshiping Lord. So Lord comes into our life. Yajna, Swadhyaya, Swadhyaya of what? You may say, no, I will read novel, this is Swadhyaya. I don't need it. No, Sankaraka, this is Rig Veda, Jnana, Adhishtata. Studying of the Veda is the Swadhyaya. Then Tapa, Vachamana, Sarirati, Tapa, Austerity at the Vachamana and Sarirati level of your speech and body level. Arjavam, Arjavam, straightforward. Straightforward means Kaya, Vacha, Mansa, Vandai. Whatever you are thinking, whatever you are speaking, whatever you are doing is the one and the same. This is called Arjavam, straightforward. Ahimsa, Ahimsa means Ahimsa, Praninam, Idavajanam, not having any prana. Ahimsa. Then Satyam, Satyam means truth. Then Akrodha, Akrodha, Pare, Akrushtasa, Abhitasa, if somebody calls you mean or even hurts you. Even at that time, the anger does not arise. Anger arises and you subside. That is called Akrodha. Very hard. Even if you gali de kai, marta bhiya, that the Krodha, if it comes, that will control it. This is called Akrodha. Tyaga. Tyaga is sannyas. Renouncing. Shanti. Shanti antakarna sukha shanti. Shanti means antakarna. Your man buddhi chitta ahankar should be quiet. Apaisunam. Apaisunam means not criticizing others. In Hindi we say na chugli karna. Apaisunam. Daya. What is daya? Daya buddhesu. All being. Buddhesu dukhi desu. Those who are suffering should have compassion toward them. There are Sankaraka says kripa, compassion. Alokutum, non-craving of senses. When they are in the presence of sense object, it should not be craving for that. Read, modesty. Achapam, meaningless actions or speaking. Meaningless action and speaking. You are sitting and you are moving your legs. Meaningless. Sitting on the ground and pulling the cover. Meaningless. Actions. Mardavam. Mardavam Rituta. Rituta means softness, komalta, Rituta. Akrauryam. You should not be cruel to anybody. Teja. What is Teja? This Teja is not the like go to the beauty parlor and get the glow from the place. No, not that Teja. This Teja is the spiritual glow. Once you are in the spiritual key, you will get that glow. In Mahatma, you will get it. That glow you will find. Dhriti, Dehendriyesu, Avasatam, Prapteshu, Dasya, Pratisheta. Dhriti means holding on to it. Suppose you have started learning swimming and you are in the middle of the swimming pool. You are tired. Your hands and legs are no more. You don't want to move, so tired. But the capacity which keeps you moving your hands and legs and come to the edge is called the dhriti. Dhriti. Saucham, dvitam, mrityutam, bhayam and abhyantam. Saucham, the cleanliness inside and outside. The body level and inside at the mental level also. How through her absence of hatred, no happiness brought in. Na ati mamita, no more, I mean, not self-congratulating. I'm this, I'm that, I'm this, I'm that. Self ati mamita, na ati mamita. So dhida, abhijata self, dhida ka kvalite. But one thing you will find the common in all these things, if you practice any one of this, you will find your mind in contradiction. So the result of all these values is to make your mind simple and peaceful. That mind is required for the study of the scripture. That is why we always study Upanishad or other scriptures following the mind. Why are they coming? Because the mind is peaceful at that time. So it is not disturbed. Then what is Asuri Sampar? Devi Sampar. God has stated 26 Devi Sampar, not Asuri
Sampar. Dambho darpo adhimanascha krodha-pārushya-meva-cha akhyānam cha-bhijātasya
Ajnanam chabhijatasya
Partha-sampadam-āsuri
Partha-sampadam-āsuri Bija-ka-āsuri-sampadam. The Lord has given six indicators. Dambha, dhagadachitam. It is so different from what you are. Many people you find very corrupt, but again the morning they will be a silk robe, pillar and all that. They will show to the society that they are very religious people. But inside, dambha, dharpa, dhana swajana adi nimitta ucheta, pride of wealth and the follower. This is dharpa. Atimana. Atimana means over important to oneself. Give more importance to your own self. Then parushya. Parushya is the kathor vani. Kathor vani means harsh word. Suppose you are telling a blind person who you are not going to visualize. A person who is not good looking, so you say, oh, you are beautiful. Kathor vani. Parushya. Ajnanam. Avivek jnanam. Vidya pratyaya kartavya. Akartavyadi vishayam. You don't know what is your duty. What is to be done, not to be done. These are all six asuri sampradaya. Then Lord said in sloka number 5.
Daivi sampad vimokshaya.
Daivi sampad vimokshaya.
Nibandhaya suri mata.
Nibandhaya suri mata. Sampadam Devi
Abhijatosi Pandava
Abhijatosi Pandava
Devi Sampati Vimochaya Jivandaya Asuri Mata. Sankarachati connects with the previous sloka. Anayo Sampati Karya Mochati. What is the Karya? What is the result of this Devi Sampati and Asuri Sampati? Devi Sampati Vimochaya. If you practice Devi Sampati, those 26 qualities, Vimocha, you will get liberation. Clearly stated. No if and what. And Nibandha and Asuri Mata, in my opinion, Lord said, in my opinion, this Asuri Sampati will find. So don't practice Asuri Sampati. This he was telling to Partha, Arjuna. Arjuna was thinking whether I am born with a Devi Sampati or Asuri Sampati. Because the Lord has used the word Abhijatasya, born. Born with this word. Immediately Lord said, Masuja Sampati Devim Abhijatasi Pandava. Abhijatasi, O Pandava, you are born with Devi Sampati.
mass prayer. Don't believe.
That means your liberation is
guaranteed.
You know, the real father, God says, Daivi Sampatti Vimochaya, he said, you have got the Daivi Sampatti? Liberation? Guaranteed. Oh, Father, you are born with Daivi Sampatti. Mahasuchara, do not grieve. You will be liberated. Then, in sloka number 6,
Dau bhuta sarvau lokesmin. Daiva asuraiva cha. Daivo vistarashaprokta. Asuram patame shrunu.
Dau bhuta sarvau lokesmin daiva asuraiva cha. In this world, there are two kinds of Namuskana, there are two kinds of one is Asuri and another is Devi. And Lord said, Devo Vistarsa Prakta. In detail, I have discussed this Devi Sampatti. I have given you 26 Padvi and we have also discussed in detail in our previous lesson. Now, the Asuri. Asuri was not discussed in detail because God has given only 6. From this verse onward till the end of this chapter, Lord is going to discuss about the Asura. Why? Why so much into it? Emphasis on the Asura. Sankaracharya said that if you find any of these in you, if you find any of it in you, then try to take it. That is why he is going to discuss in detail of the Asuri Sampatti. Asuri Sampatti here includes Rakshasi also. What is the difference between Asuri and Rakshasi?
Asuri is self-destructing. Rakshasi is destructing others
also. Others also, harming others also. You want to fulfill your desire by harming others also. Mere ko chahiyega, to maar de jao. I want. And when it is only selfish, not harming others, then it is Asuri. The word asu means prana. Prana means the senses also. When you refer in your senses only, and sense object only, then it is asu. We are all asu because we refer in senses. If you want to come out of that, we have to practice the Lord and soul. One by one, you will soul. And you will find lot of them in our life.
Pravrittim cha nivrittim cha. Janana vidura asuraha. Na shocham na pichacharaha. Na satyam teshu vidyate.
Pravrittim cha nivrittim cha jana na vidu asura.
Those who are asura, who have got this asura quality, they don't know.
Na vidu, vidu means to know. Na vidu, they don't know.
What they don't know? Pravrittim cha nivrittim cha. What is their duty and what is their not to be done? Where are these written? These are written in the scriptures. According to our word and ashram, what are our duties? Those are written in the scriptures. But we have not studied. We don't know. So, what is kartavya karma and what is not to be done? This we don't know. So, asura, they don't know.
Na saucha, there is no cleanliness.
Cleanliness, bodily and in the mind also.
Na picha acharo.
There is no good contempt also, achar, no good contempt.
Na satyam, there is no truth. Teshu vidyate.
Then after this, are the views of the asura. Lord is only saying, it is not the view of God. What the asura prove, not you will find here. What they say.
Asatyam apratishtante.
Asatyam apratishtante.
Jagadabhuraneshwaram.
Jagadabhuraneshwaram.
Aparasparasambhutam.
Aparasparasambhutam.
Kimanyat kamahaitukam.
Kimanyat kamahaitukam.
What is your concept about this word? The concept of the asura. They describe world like this way. They say asatyam. This word is asatyam. Why? Because we practice all from the sarathis that you don't do. So this word is also asatyam. Apratishtha, there is no subtractor, there is no Ishwar, there is no God. What is Papa and Punya according to them? According to them, Papa and Punya is that when you get something, and when you give up your whatever, you get. So according to them, if you borrow money from the bank, it is. And we never did. This is their division. Apratishtante jagat ahu anishwaram. Jagat ahu is they say. Who are they? Asura. They say jagat anishwaram. There is no controller, there is no God, there is no Ishwara. Okay, right? Then you say, there is a control of tennis only and we can't see. So how does it come into being whole world? Apara parasambhuta. It is the male and female union, that's all. Apara and para. Male and female union. Even the same union. And what is the cause of this union? Well, I can't listen. What else is there? The all of this world, according to these people, is only lust. Waterless, made and filled, and getting prosperity. And after that, the samsara is going on.
Etam drishtimavastabhya.
Etam drishtimavastabhya.
Lord
they don't know what to ask.
I am here, I can do something permanent also.
आप मेरे को बोलो हमारे घर चलो आप रेडी टू गो विद यू बट नोबडी सेड नॉट कमिंग आप कमिशन का एंड व्हाट दे डू प्रॉब्लम की गूगल करना दे डू ऑल रॉन्ग एक्शंस गूगल करना डिस्ट्रक्टिव एक्शन छाया जगत तो आएगा एंड दे ट्राई टू डिस्ट्रॉय द जगत
One announcement